USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There will be congressional and legal challenges to President Trump's emergency declaration to secure funding for a southern border wall. Democrats in the House and Senate are vowing to fight what they called an unlawful power grab. They're planning to introduce a resolution disapproving of the president's move.
He's going to protect his national emergency declaration guaranteed.
Senior advisor Stephen Miller says the president would likely veto such a resolution.
The president can't defend this country, then he cannot fulfill his constitutional oath of office.
California's attorney general says his state will challenge the emergency declaration in court. The ACLU and other groups are also planning lawsuits. Some Republicans have voiced their concerns. Other states are saying they will join California in challenging the president in court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump needs a new nominee to replace Nikki Haley as U.N. ambassador. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
President Trump's choice to be the nation's ambassador to the U.N. is withdrawing her name from consideration. The president had chosen State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to the position in early December, but he never sent the formal paperwork to the Senate so she could be confirmed. Reports are the nomination's been derailed because Nauert has a nanny who's in this country illegally. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Leading the weekend box office hit list.
A leader, you have to be responsible for someone very special.
The sci-fi fantasy Alita Battle Angel did $27.8 million worth of business in North America. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, earned $21.2 million in its second weekend. And Isn't It Romantic was at number 3 with $14 million. It was the lowest President's Day weekend at the box office in almost 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan will meet with service secretaries to determine the distribution of funds to help build the border wall. John Clemens reports.
The majority of the money to build the wall will come from the military's construction projects as well as the Counter Drug Support Fund. It is up to Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan to make a final decision regarding the funds to be redirected.
All of this money has been assigned for other purposes, so it really then comes down to what are you going to trade off? And when you say trade off, it really is a trade off. There is something that wouldn't be done that had planned to be done.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump may have his first Republican re-election opponent. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, the first Republican to challenge the president for the 2020 GOP nomination. Weld announcing in New Hampshire on Friday morning that he's created a presidential exploratory committee.
It upsets me that our energies as a society are being sapped by the president's culture of divisiveness.
The 73-year-old Weld says President Trump is, quote, too unstable to be president. Weld was VP candidate on Gary Johnson's failed libertarian bid for president in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.